coming up on Emulate This. Name That Tune's back once again. This time, Mike has some victory tunes queued up. Rory, Eric, and I'll try to figure out what games they came from. Then we'll review The Simpsons Arcade. Let's start the show. What's up, Eric? What's happening?
Not much, man. Not much.
Feeling good?
I'm getting ready.
The shirt. The Wentz.
Can you dig it, dude?
I love that. Wentz number 11.
Number 11.
It's like a Heinz, pickles or ketchup shirt, right?
Yes.
Yes.
A mockery of
fucking
said
awesome
thing.
I believe they make relish, too.
Go Eagles.
Thank you for that, Rory. 11 varieties.
That's cool.
Net weight, 223 pounds.
Man, Wentz.
Wentz.
He's awesome.
Wentz.
Mike, what's up?
Mm-hmm.
And Rory.
Is Ryan going to have to choke a bitch?
I might
this
have
episode?
To. I might have to.
All right.
We have a good show. We're going to do Name That Tune, right? But this time we're going to do victory songs, victory tunes.
The victory edition.
I'm sure I'll be great
at think
it.
This is going to be tough.
They're all tough for me.
Really tough.
I think it's easy.
Yeah, of course you do.
Yeah, but you know all the answers. We don't
it's
know
easy
shit.
If, like Regis says, it's easy if you know the answer.
Yeah. I still think it's easy.
If you know the answer.
You can phone a friend.
Can I?
Yeah. Oh, that's
good.
A good
I need
one.
That. I need. I'll poll the audience.
Poll the audience. I will purposely tell you the wrong answer.
I know you will.
I always do that.
Rory, this is a million-dollar question. Click.
Uh-huh.
And then later in the show, we're going to review Simpsons Arcade. Now, do you guys have experience with the Simpsons Arcade?
Fucking right.
This
oh,
yeah. was a huge arcade when we were kids.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, it was in all the spots. It for a tie-in game, it's a fucking great arcade game.
Still a good game.
It's fun as shit.
Yeah.
This might be my favorite arcade game.
Is it really? Your
yeah.
favorite?
Might be.
Wow. I could see that.
I love
did a
it.
Good job
I,
with it.
I very much like it and respect it. It's not my favorite. No.
Yeah.
But I like different stuff than Mike. I like fighters.
Yeah.
Yeah. I like brawlers. So it's one of my favorite brawlers for arcade for sure.
Sure. Absolutely. That's four players.
I mean, I wish there was more moves, but we'll get to it.
Yeah.
We'll get
yeah.
to it.
It's kind of limited. But do we have any breaking news today?
We do have breaking
we
news.
We do. Oh, on this full moon night.
That seems very quiet.
I atop Eastern Road
not
in
so
Horsham,
breaking.
Say that again.
It's a little...
Breaking news.
Still not very loud.
There we go.
All right, we got it.
There we go.
We got
the right slot.
I have breaking news!
Fuck!
What's
up? Oh, fuck it.
All right, anyway. Well, you know.
Anyway.
That's true, though. Why is it so fucking low?
Is your computer low?
No.
Oh, well.
Fucking Lenovo.
Fucking Lenovo.
Fucking Lenovo.
Piece of shit.
What you got,
so,
Rory?
RetroPie actually has an update, as all Pie fans at this table and, you know, all over the world as well.
Mm-hmm.
RetroPie now allows for a track mode, which basically is like, think back to when you were younger in the arcades and you walk by and they had demos going and the sound going, and you can be like, again, it's trying to attract you to put in a quarter to play the game.
Right.
So now RetroPie has that for not only the arcade cores, the emulators, but for the non-ones, like Super Nintendo, Genesis.
What do you mean track? Do you mean like a track ball, like for the golf game,
no,
where
no,
you pull the thing back and slam it
a tracked as an A-T-T-R-A-C-T.
Oh.
A tracked. Trying to
well,
attract
I don't have
a
friend, so.
Track.
So I was just doing a sound test.
That was
okay, that was a lot
that was louder,
right?
Yes.
Okay, good.
That was irrelevant. So basically, again... there's like a wheel apparatus that, if you've ever seen Hyperspin, which is a, usually up until now, it's like for real arcade, an actual arcade. Like if you got an arcade and you put a computer in it, you could basically get like a wheel, and you could spin it. Usually you're going to use your controller stick, but you would like spin it and it would list all the games, your ROM set.
Yeah.
So think of like on the Pi and you open up Super Nintendo and it will list all of the ROMs that you have, except they'll be on a wheel. And every time you pivot on that wheel, you press down. It plays a preview video and it has a new header and like it'll show the box art. It's really nifty. Now the problem with that is that it's an incredible amount of work.
Neato.
It's very, I mean,
it's the bee's knees, as the kids say.
It's the cat's pajamas.
Yes.
It's I'm struggling here.
Anyway, it's the coolest. It's the coolest.
It's the tits. It's the coolest. It's the coolest bear.
Yeah.
So it's an incredible amount of work, and it's also going to eat up a lot of your space, like video files and all these JPEG images. Go online, check out a track mode, not just on the Pis, but like say on an actual arcade, a modded arcade. It's quite a bit of work. So I don't know if I'm going to go down that route. It looks real tempting, but yeah. I feel like it would be pretty much like a 2 or 3 month job, a couple hours a night.
And really all you're getting is your games on a, like using a wheel to cycle through them.
Hey, Ryan, can you shut the fuck up?
That was my phone.
Can you get off Tinder while we're doing our goddamn show?
But you can at least get off the fucking phone.
I'm sorry. I hit the wrong button.
Put your big head down.
Jesus Christ.
All right. It's down. Go ahead.
So,
continue.
More or less, again, it's another way to look at it. It doesn't change your games at all. It doesn't make them play any better. It just gives you a new interface, and it's more bells and whistles to just... It looks awesome. I mean, it really is a tribute to that time and that era. Go online. Go on YouTube. Check out a track mode on Hyperspin or on the just the Pi itself.
Mm-hmm.
It's really neat. I would imagine it probably uses a couple of gigs for all the files, depending on how many ROMs you have for all the systems. But it's quite a huge level of effort. Just scraping box art is fucking a job, man. It takes like, again, to look up like 1,700 NES ROMs by all regions. And again, keep in mind, this probably has a failure rate of 40%, so you're going to have to manually get them.
Mm.
Still takes like an hour and a half. And then you still have to go through them all. So, like, it's a lot of work.
Yeah.
So, it is neat. It's neat that the project is getting that much more advanced.
Yeah.
You want to go to the mailbag?
Mailbag!
Let's do it. Don't we have a song for the mailbag? I thought we had, like, a little tune.
No.
Mailbag.
Okay. This is from Raphael on Facebook. So Raphael writes, "Hi guys,
the Ninja Turtle."
Hey guys,
that's Raphael.
No, it's Raphael, the person.
Oh,
just wanted to let you guys know. Like, oh my God! Shut up! Fucking hell!
I just want to say, you're gonna feel like a real asshole for doing that, Ryan.
This show sucks.
I agree. Start over,
Mike. Just talk, will you?
All right, just want to let you guys know of my retro gaming emulation adventure during Hurricane Maria. I lived my whole life in Puerto Rico, and the recent Category 5 hurricanes, Irma and Maria, have devastated the island. My house was flooded to about 6 to 7 inches of water, ruining most of my belongings, but my PC, laptop, and Android tablet survived. I have managed to game with the Android tablet with a solar power bank, and thanks to its low power consumption, I can game for long sessions at a time. I'm using the My Boy emulator for GBA games mostly, but also have SNES and N64 emulators on hand. I love My Boy emulator because of its Bluetooth link cable function, allowing my buddies to play on up to 4 devices, some Mario Kart and Zelda 4 swords. Other games I've been playing are Mega Man Battle Network, Zelda Minish Cap, Metroid Zero Mission, and Fusion, and Chrono Trigger. After this whole thing is sorted out, I need to find a way to sync my game saves from my tablet to my PC, mainly use RetroArch and Windows. Maybe you guys can help. Rory?
I feel like this guy has legitimate problems.
Yeah, I agree.
Like,
first of all, stay safe, Raphael.
Yeah. Best of luck and all that shit.
And that's like, it puts, if you're not from America, you might not realize anything about Puerto Rico and like how devastated the island has been from repeated hurricane attacks. That's awful.
Yeah,
like,
it's amazing how many people still don't have power there. And it's unreasonable, it's actually, considering how close we are to them.
Yep. And the guy seems like he's like chipper, like at least in the way that Mike read it in his jaunty accent. Yeah. Like,
making the most of it. I'd be a whiny little bitch if that was happening to me.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it's terrible.
Good for him. Keep his head up. You know?
Now, yeah, absolutely. Now, regarding his question, I hate to break it to you, but RetroArch, to the best of my knowledge, your saves cross-platform will not work. So if you're playing on Android and you try to move those saves, even if it's the same core, i.e. the emulator and the version, to a different platform, say the Windows version of RetroArch, I doubt they'll work.
Mm.
Huh. Because you wouldn't think that it wouldn't matter per se, because an emulator is an emulator.
Right.
Except emulators are not emulators, and you're an idiot. You should not think like that. Okay.
So were you calling Raphael an idiot? The guy's got a bad enough time.
No.
Jesus Christ, you're so insensitive.
He's not trying to use a hoverboard, is he? Because they don't work.
Oh, my God, Ryan!
No hoverboards. Get
the problem is that they're coded differently. So they're never going to, like, they're never going to jive. Like, I highly doubt. I mean, prove me wrong here. If they work, you know.
Oh, please prove him wrong. If anyone knows, please.
I'm pretty sure the way that even they look like they'd work, but they're minutely different at the core level and the version level that it will not recognize it and it will fail. Now, there are ways to sync, say like within the platform. So like if you wanted to move saves, from like a Windows, version of an emulator to another Windows version of the emulator, I kind of feel like that would work. Like I could give my saves of SNES 9X to Ryan, who's using the same Windows and the version, and I think it would work. But like, I don't think it'd be able to read them cross-platform, because again, the cores, the emulators themselves are coded differently, and the versions themselves, I just don't think it's going to work. So that's a shame. So my advice is, you know, you're just going to have to complete the games to their completion.
Okay.
All right. Well,
it's
so more bad news.
Bad news.
More bad news, Raphael. Sorry about that.
Thanks a lot, Rory.
It sucks.
Wah wah.
Wah wah. Yeah.
Another all right. Sorry, Raphael.
Negative Nancy.
Show's over.
Oh well.
Yeah. Let's get on to the Odyssey then.
Hello.
Hello, McFly.
Jesus. All right, let's get on to the Odyssey.
Jack, get in
fucking
here.
Lenovo.
Come on, Jack. Sound guy is the worst, isn't he? God.
Oh, right. My God. Everyone needs to eat some fruit and shut the fuck up.
Fruit? Welcome.
Well over, way overpaid, the sound guy. That's all I know.
I know, God.
Way overpaid.
Cut him off.
Cut him off.
Cut that bitch off.
Cut that bitch off.
Time for layoff.
Welcome to the Odyssey.
Welcome.
What have you guys been playing? Mike, how about you?
All right, so... All right, first of all, a little insight to how we run our shows here, so this makes a little sense. A lot of times we record two shows back to back, okay, in one night, right. So because of our personal lives and work schedules, so we can get them out, you know, weekly.
They do that with television as well, by the way.
They do, sure.
You know, we're not just lazy or didn't invent
Jeopardy
that.
Doesn't say
so. The reason that I'm bringing this up is that what I want to talk about is actually going to seem really, really outdated, because when this show goes out, mm-hmm. it's most likely going to be way over. So that's why I wanted to bring it up. But I want to talk about something that happened to me while I was playing Castlevania 3.
Okay.
All right. I finally get to Dracula.
Mm-hmm.
All right. The level to get to Dracula is fucking ridiculous. It's the most infuriating level I've ever played in mm-hmm. my life. Mm-hmm. So I finally get to Dracula. I'm dying fucking left and right. All right. We're talking like an hour now that I'm trying to beat this motherfucker.
Right.
I'm sure you've seen it. There's three forms of Dracula.
Sure.
It's not a bad fight. I actually think it's more fair than the original Castlevania, but it's grueling.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway, so I'm fighting him. Final form. I get rid of all of his health. He's
right.
done.
Right.
But he shoots a laser.
No, that.
And the laser hits me.
Oddly.
And I went back to the checkpoint.
Oh.
I did not
oh, man.
Fucking him. Win.
No save
oh.
state.
No. Well, does it matter well, if you, I even if I had a save state? You know?
He's on real hardware.
I am on real hardware, yeah. But even if I did save state it.
True.
I'm still dead.
Were you immobile at that point? Like, was counting all your life and your hearts, or was it an after the fact?
No. Shot? So in other words, like I had the axe. So he threw the laser. Mm. I threw the axe at the same time.
A slobber knocker.
It hit him.
Yeah.
And then as soon as it hit him, I got hit by the laser, almost like simultaneous.
Wow.
Okay.
That you couldn't double KO. Could not recreate that.
No. Let me tell you something. I dropped the controller.
Mm.
I dropped the controller. Man. I put my head down on the desk, my big head down on the desk, and like the game started up again, you know, on like the next checkpoint.
But it didn't really.
And like all I was doing was just watching like this skeleton come up to Simon, just like I couldn't even fucking play the game. I was like, this is ridiculous. I can't believe that fucking happened, because I beat the fucking game.
That's the hardest form, when he turns into like this bird statue and like you're floating around him on.
It's definitely the hardest form.
And the floor comes up and goes around like Earthworm.
Because actually, as Sypha, you can cheese him out. You can cheese out the first form. You can just sit there with that flame thing.
The book.
Yep. Yeah.
Awesome.
And it's very, very simple.
That's terrible, Mike.
It does. The White Whale.
That sucks, man.
But I'm so close. I gotta finish it. So I'm so close. But you know what sucks about that? In the original Castlevania, you start back at the staircase. This game, they start you back at the beginning of the level.
Well, fuck you.
Right?
Exactly.
Fuck you is right.
Fuck you for Castlevania. We don't need you.
Anyway.
All right. All right. How about you?
I was messing around on the Pi. I've been playing some shit on that. So I played a bunch of games, you know, and a lot of them are so bad you quit them in like 5 seconds. But I got this onto this game, Cutthroat Island, and it's terrible.
sounds like a winner. Oh,
yeah.
It is a pirate game. Yeah. I'm thinking this is like an untapped genre, the pirate genre. You don't see a lot of pirate games. From what I can remember, you know, it just doesn't seem like there were a lot of pirate games.
I know,
you know, retro-wise. Oh, okay.
Like, was Hook ever a game?
It was.
And there was a beat-em-up. Was that a game?
Mm-hmm. Really?
There's two Hooks.
Right.
Never played. There's probably
also Skull and Crossbones.
Anyway, it's a, you know, it's kind of a big
Monkey Island.
Big genre. You know, you think you get more beat-em-up pirate games.
Right.
So I was, you know, I'm going to give this a try, and it's pretty bad.
Yeah.
The second level, I mean, I put the cheats on, but I can't imagine anybody getting past the third level in a reasonable manner.
Mm-hmm.
The second level has you get three lives, and if you get through the first part of the level, they give you one more if you beat the boss, and usually you're going to lose one. So let's say you're starting the second level with three lives. It's like a minecart level, and you know, you're up and down hills and shit, and there's like 1,000 things to run into. And you have to memorize where everything fucking is, because you really don't have the time or the reflexes to fucking get out of the way of the shit.
Right.
But three lives is not enough. I think I got further than anyone else has ever gotten in this game on account of cheating, on account of using infinite lives. Yeah.
The developers are like, we coded it. We don't know if it's there or not.
It's unbelievable. The third level, there's like quicksand everywhere, except you're in the jungle. And you have to, I don't know how you would say it, but when you're invincible after taking a hit is the only way to get to the other side of the pit to get into the cave.
Mm.
So you'd have to die. You'd have to lose a life, which aren't magic. You can't just get them. I mean, every once in a while, there's one hidden somewhere. You have to take a hit. You have to lose a life just to get to the other side of the fucking pit to get into the cave. Then you got to fall. Then the next level's on a cliff and you got to fall fucking down to get to the bottom. And the only way I saw to get down was to fucking die. I'm sure there's a way to do it, but who has the fucking patience for that?
How many loot boxes are in this game?
You mean that's DLC?
you can get
a parachute for $15.
Yeah.
Yeah, that way you can fall all the way down.
You may get the wrong type of parachute.
Just jump off the cliff and get to the bottom. But yeah, that, you know, just wanted to talk about Cutthroat Island and say how it's garbage and say how, now there is a game called Sea of Thieves coming out.
Mm-hmm.
I think for PC and Xbox.
Looks interesting.
It'll
be out in 15 years.
Yeah, they've been working on it forever. They've been talking about it forever. And it's like, so when's this coming out? And apparently, you know, you're in the same, you can join a, what do they call them? A troop of pirates? What would you even call them?
A pod.
A pod? They're not dolphins, Ryan. Yeah, they're dolphins.
Right.
A gang of pirates?
A gaggle of pirates.
It's a gaggle of geese.
We're going to go with gaggle.
No, yeah, it's a gaggle
of geese. We'll go with
pirates also.
A gaggle of pirates. Sure it is. Right. It doesn't matter. None of us knows what it is.
Yeah, it's probably a crew.
No, it's
a
in history.
Is it a band?
A band or a crew?
It's a band of pirates.
A band. You're right.
A band of pirates. Ahoy, motherfucker.
That was a fun little conversation.
Great. Everyone's so amused. Anyway. So yeah, the game fucking blows, but there aren't a lot of pirate games, and
that should be a game. Name that herd.
I would see. I'm interested to see what Sea of Thieves is like. I know it's like a multiplayer online. I don't know if it's like a MMO, but I don't know. Apparently, your band fights other bands.
I'm sure they're gonna loot box the shit out of it. It's gonna be terrible.
You know it. If you want a blue bandana, or if you want a brown wooden leg, or a red wooden leg, it's $5.
This isn't really a modern video game show, but I gotta tell you, I fucking hate modern video games right now.
I hate how they work monetarily.
Oh man, like the business side,
everything's
is just
following
that
mobile gaming
worse.
Type of thing
it's
where you
worse.
Get the game for free,
right?
And you have to purchase every little fucking
game. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Like the
and
Shadow
that
of Mordor
sucks.
Game. This new game, not Shadow of Mordor. What is it? War of Mordor, the newest one.
Right. Shadow of War.
Shadow of War. Okay, the first game is great. This game apparently it has loot boxes. Right, so you can pay to make the game go faster for you. What they do is the first 20 hours are pretty smooth from what I've read. Now, I haven't played it, so I can't speak firsthand, but everybody, it seems that everybody says the first 20 hours go real smooth, but if you want to get to the end game, you got to grind like a son of a bitch for the last, for like 30 more hours to get to the end.
Or you can spend money.
Or you can buy the fucking loot crate and get to it right away. That's dog shit. That's dog shit practice. I hate that.
Rory, how about you?
Speaking of loot boxes and bullshit, I've been playing Metal Slug 3, which has none of them, and it's a great game, and you should all play it. Metal Slug 3 is my favorite Metal Slug. I feel like that is, like, at the time, I believe it's the last Nazca-only, I have to look this up, Nazca-only developed Metal Slug game, and it feels like it. It feels like the finale originally at the time. I believe it's the fourth one in the series, even though it's called 3 because X came after 2.
Which one did we play recently?
We recently played...
That was my favorite, whatever it was.
3.
Okay, that, crab, yeah, that's my favorite.
The giant crab.
It's got the heavy metal music.
Is that where the second stage has zombies in the tomb or whatever they are, mummies?
No, that's X and 2.
Okay.
They're all, I mean, they're all...
I get them mixed up. They're all awesome.
They're all, you know, they're all kind of the same. But there's nothing wrong with that. I mean, Metal Slug is like, you know, you put that in, you know what you're gonna get.
Yeah.
And that's perfectly fine with me. So, run and gun action, blowing shit up, beautiful hand-drawn animations everywhere.
Core.
That
porn.
Game.
Beautiful women.
Could be an.
Why'd you say it like that?
I don't know.
Beautiful women.
Beautiful women. I don't think, well, there's two women that are your people. The game could have been an indie game nowadays, and I don't think people would know the difference. If you were young enough.
Right.
You know, if somebody said, here's Metal Slug, you know, it's a brand new indie game by some studio that you've never heard of, I think you could fool some people. It's beautiful.
Right.
Eric has a concussion. I'm breaking news!
I just knocked myself out with my microphone. Jesus.
Whoopsie daisy.
There's a goddamn delay on
I'm
that.
I'm not gonna make, I'm out for the second half. Concussion-like symptoms.
Eric,
I'm working with the trainer.
Eric tried to...
Potato.
Eric tried to French kiss his microphone, smacked it right in the middle of his
French
eye.
Fried my fucking brains.
All right,
anyway,
I'll
sorry.
Make, are you finished up? Or?
Yeah, why not? Everybody's played Metal Slug 3. It's awesome.
I'll go next. I'll make it quick. I was dabbling with Pac-Man 2.
Oh.
The Adventures, how's it go? The New Adventures. Pac-Man 2, The New Adventures. It's fucking awful. It's one of the worst games I've ever played. Now, it's almost like a point and click where you have to follow Pac-Man around. You direct him kind of half-assed. You're almost like working with this whiny-ass creature.
That's so stupid.
You observe Pac-Man.
You know what I'm talking about.
You're not playing Pac-Man.
I've never played it, but...
He basically bitches at you the whole time.
Why not just create a new character if you're going to make a fucking point and click? Why are you making it Pac-Man?
Yeah. Right.
You know what I mean? That's so dumb.
The tie-in for the money.
Dude, it's unbelievable.
They recognize the brand.
Like, he basically whines and complains to you, and you have to do shit for him to help him out.
Oh, okay.
No, I'm married.
It's an awful
game. I don't need any more of that.
I got enough of that.
You guys haven't played this?
No.
Rory, you ever played it?
No, I'm married. I told you, I've already played it.
Oh, okay.
He plays it every day of his
every
life.
Every fucking day!
The sound effects are awful. Everything about it's awful. The controls are awful. You're pretty much just watching Pac-Man. You're not necessarily controlling him. He's telling you where to go, and you're telling him where to go.
Yeah.
So you're fighting with a character on screen. It's totally horrible. It's a waste of time.
Are you supposed to be on your
team? I spent hours on it.
Wow. Really?
You're just guiding him. Yeah. From point A to B.
But not
the
really.
Plot of the game is to find milk for the baby pack.
But he complains to you. He complains to you all the time.
Yeah, but he wants you to do stuff or
and
set up the environment
to
get him to move from A to B.
Right.
It's not a game that I would sit down and be like, I'm going to relax. I'm going to play this game where people bitch at me.
It's not. It
like,
sucks.
It's not a relaxation game. It's not an interesting game. It's also not what I want from Pac-Man. If I want to play a point and click, I'll play Quest for Glory. Thank you very much.
Yeah, you at least want a side-scroller or something, but not that.
No.
It's awful.
Sounds terrible.
All right, guys. Are you guys ready to get to our meat of the meal?
Meat of the meal? The main course?
The entree?
The entree. The entree. Name that victory sound effect.
So nervous.
All right.
All right. So we're gonna do you do your thing with the headphones.
Oh,
and all
God
that, right?
Damn
all
it!
Right. No. Whoa. You gotta do that with the headphones.
Oh, so
guys.
No, we do, Ryan. Sure. And let's just fuck it up again, like every other time.
I kind of feel like we should just do the honor system and take your damn earphones off.
Yeah, we'll just do that.
I'm not doing the honor system.
We'll take the earphones off.
No, I'm doing it the way I'm going to do it.
Oh,
and then we'll see what happens.
God.
All right. Volume now.
It works out every time.
Okay.
Never ever failed.
All right,
you guys.
So just direct me, Rye. What do I do? I'm because I'm lost. All right,
kind of sound like you said erect.
Oh,
erect
me, Ryan.
What you're gonna do?
Erect
when it's
me,
not
baby.
Your turn.
It's working.
Ooh,
that shit's kicking in.
Take my headphones
and
off,
then
and then
I'll turn
then
your
what,
headphones down.
Then do I take my pants
you
off?
Take your pants off. Take that
my
wind
big
shirt.
Pants off. You want this one? You just want.
I want
wind
that
one
shirt.
You do.
You see my jersey back there?
I do. I see it.
That's right.
You want to sniff it?
It's sweet.
I don't want to sniff a shirt that Eric wore.
You want to sniff it?
Thank you, Rob.
Did you see that weird commercial with the guys in like the costume horse? It's like a commercial for like All or something like that. Yeah, they're at like a
What's
kid's
all?
Birthday.
I've seen this.
All the detergent.
Oh yeah, yeah.
So like they're the one guy's like the head of the horse, the other guy's like the ass of the horse,
oh,
right?
Right?
And he's in the costume, and
I
he like
going.
He takes like the guy's shirt and just is like, who the fuck does that?
I don't know.
If I was in a horse with any of you fuckers, I ain't smelling
I would never
shit.
Get a horse
First of all,
with
I'd never be the
guys.
Back of the horse because then your head is up the
we
ass
would,
of the.
We would never make a good horse because all of us would argue. None of us would want
to
be the ass.
We'd have to. Kill us.
Our horse would never be complete.
Make glue out of us.
Our horse would never be complete. Our it wouldn't be complete.
We'd be four quarters of a horse arguing.
Right. So I guess we would never have a chance of smelling each other's fucking clothes.
Of course. Of course.
So name that tune. How's that working out
Let's
for us?
Let's play the fucking game.
All right. The way it's going to work.
Who's first?
So we're going in order.
How do we pick?
Rye, you go. No, who wins all the time? Rory always wins.
I've lost two in a row, actually, right, after I made my statement.
I'll go first.
Okay. All right. Eric's first.
2 seconds.
All right. Rory's
No, so you get chances because they're all short. All
right, so what we're going to do, we're going to pick how many times we think we're going to need to hear it.
Right.
All right?
Okay.
Eric, you're up.
I'm going to try to get a jump on this fucking thing, and I'm going to say one.
Oh, wow. One okay. second.
No, right. one time I get to hear
one
it.
Time.
Oh, one time. Yeah. I'll right. go 3 times.
Okay.
I will go 2.
Okay.
All right.
And we are off.
Here we go.
We're down. I can still hear it.
Me?
Yeah.
Contra?
Man, you are one pathetic loser.
Fuck you. All right,
I know what it is.
Fuck. All right. It's up to Ryan?
That's me. I was 2.
Oh, 2. No. Okay.
All right, now play that beautiful bean footage. Let's roll that beautiful bean footage. Very quiet. I feel it's very quiet. Is my sound down?
I didn't turn
no, it you, down. No, you'd want to look
big,
there.
Big fucking surprise.
Right, may I have one more, please? Stump Dragon 2. In the end.
Woo! Fuck.
Oh!
Is that the double rainbow guy?
Yeah.
Nice.
Yeah.
All the way across the sky.
The double rainbow.
A triple rainbow.
What does it mean?
Double what does it rainbow. Mean?
Oh, my God.
How topical.
Fuck.
That's great.
So,
Ryan picks for the next one how many times he wants to hear it.
All right. I'm going to go 2 seconds.
No.
Two times.
I keep saying seconds. Two times.
Okay. I will do 3 times.
Get the papers. Give it to me once again.
Okay.
I like to live dangerously.
All right.
Go. I know that one. Gunstar Heroes.
You better get this.
Man.
Did you get it?
Fuck, no, I got it wrong.
All right,
I'm terrible
at
this.
All right,
so
all right.
bad.
I believe I said 3 times.
Fuck.
All right, I picked 2.
Wow, it totally sounds
Did you?
Like,
yeah, I said
Yeah, he did. He picked 2 times.
Let's do it. I got this. Sunset Rider.
Oh, I got the goddamn
Woo!
Name wrong.
Yeah.
That's the game I was thinking of. Fuck.
Oh. Damn.
Damn right.
Fuck.
Okay.
All right. I will take 2 times.
Twice 2 times.
God damn it. I knew that one. I got the goddamn name wrong.
Yeah.
Right. Whatever. Just do one again.
One. You're doing one?
Yeah.
Eric, you're doing one?
I do one every time.
Ryan
I still can't win.
3 or more.
Eric is up.
So you'll just take 3. Rory took 2. So
I'll take 2.
Yeah.
Okay. Hit me.
All right.
Come
all right.
Here we
up, man.
Go.
You got this.
Sounds like Zelda.
Can you be more specific?
Zelda. The original Zelda?
No such game.
I got it wrong again. It's like my favorite game.
No
I got
game.
The wrong fucking Zelda.
They no had no game. Need Nothing to name it the original
oh,
Zelda.
Oh, I'm so bad.
Two
okay,
plates.
You're next.
Right. Hit
me the dose.
So bad. Fuck.
I believe that is the Link to the Past.
Woo!
Oh, did you get it right? You got it right?
Double rainbow!
Oh, boy.
Fuck.
Rory's got two. Right. Ryan's got one. Eric, not sure what's going on in that head of yours.
Zero.
That's your right. fucking
that's
favorite,
like my favorite
game.
Gamer. I got it mixed up. I know the original sound. Now it's playing in my head.
I actually put that on there. I
just
put
so
two.
I could get one?
I put two on here for you.
Just give so you a leg.
That was one of
that
them.
That was Stockton okay. to Malone right there.
I'm going to guess one second again, Mike.
Peanut okay. butter
here we go
jelly.
For the fucking fifth time.
All right, you guys, what do you guys want?
All right, I'll go two.
I'll do three.
Oh, my God. Is that Mega Man 2? You have your finger over the button because you know I'm not going to get it. He just has it over. He's like ready to hit it as soon as I guess.
Wrong!
Motherfucker.
All right. Sakatsumi. Oh, man. That sounds like...
You want it again?
Yeah. Yeah. Sounds like Konami. What is that?
Don't look at me. I haven't heard it.
Hang on. Don't hit it yet. Don't hit it. It's Turtles.
Man.
The arcade.
You are one pathetic loser.
Fuck. Fuck.
All right, I get three times, please. Okay, one more. I believe that is Castlevania 3.
Woo!
Thank you.
That guy's gonna sue us. That's awesome.
Okay.
All right.
Ryan picks.
So, all right. I'm gonna go one.
One time for Ryan.
I will go two.
That makes three for me, boss.
You ready, Ryan? Mm-hmm. Let me just check the answer here.
All right. All set. Link to the Past. I thought
you
he was doing like a trick thing or something.
Loser.
Yeah, it's funny. Ryan is in a warp bubble that's actually 10 minutes behind the rest of us.
It's like a fucked up memento.
But the funniest part was right. We just did a Link to the Past.
Memory resets every 2 minutes.
Yeah, but I thought it was like a trick thing. Like you're like, oh, well, they don't think I'll go back, but I'll go back.
Well, yeah, it would
we'll
be
the
same
game twice.
It's the same
Why would they have the same winning song? Oh,
it would just be another one.
What? There's
other victories in there.
No, the
you find like a chest, that's a victory.
All right. You're going to outlive us all.
All right.
Okay, Rory.
All right.
Rory.
Two.
Sounds like a Link to the Past.
One more, please.
Oh, you know why I thought that? Because all Super Nintendo shit sounds the same.
It does.
It's hard to tell.
Is it Earthbound?
Woo!
Thank you.
Oh,
wow.
Big Daddy got it.
Wow!
So what do you have now? Four?
Four or five?
Rory's got four. Ryan's got one.
Man,
come on, guys. Let's go.
Damn, Rory's blowing the balls off us. Can you turn
my
microphone?
You know why?
Because
I always win. That's
my ears
why.
Up.
I know all the
Jesus.
Sounds of victory.
Oh, now it's
all right.
Exploding in my ears.
We're all
ears.
Back. Are you too loud?
Why would you turn it off? Because I have to vote now.
Go ahead, vote.
Win.
Go
we
ahead.
All got to hear what's going on.
I am going to pick... How many are left?
Good question. Seven?
Seven more, so I can...
There's 12. Shit.
There's plenty of time.
Okay.
For
plenty
one.
Of time
right.
for me
two.
To get seven more wrong.
To get back into
yeah,
the
seven.
Championship.
All right, give me one.
Two?
Give me
one.
One. Give me one. I got to go for
so
the
Ryan
best stuff.
Three.
So
all right, I have
Eric
three.
Goes. Okay.
I'm sorry, Ryan's going?
No, Eric.
Right. I'm sorry, Eric's
Eric
going.
Eric, yeah. me, then Ryan. One time for your mind.
This is me being a dick.
What?
This isn't Sword of Soda.
It's some fucking you know. Stupid game that nobody's ever played. Kid Icarus.
Man,
get it wrong.
You are one pathetic
Doesn't
loser.
I love it.
All right. Two times, please. Mike, four. All right. Two. Okay, one more. I'm going to go with Clue Clue Land.
What the fuck?
Bitch, I was gonna say that.
Nobody's even played Clue Clue Land. It's just on every
fucking
list.
Clue Clue Land.
Shouldn't even be a game.
I was gonna say that. I knew that's where Mike
Fuck.
Was going.
Yeah, I knew he was gonna go there.
Oh, Fuck.
God.
I have played Clue Clue Land. It's like this weird game.
It's
where
like a puzzle game.
Like a stingray that floats around
yeah.
on like a pivot and you have to yeah. like shoot off.
It's not horrible, but.
No?
Nah, it's playable. Not horrible. It's totally playable, yeah.
It's a game.
It's a game.
It's a game.
It's in one of those old games.
All right,
yeah. Gotcha. Gonna go one as usual. Just get me out of the way.
All right. I'll go two.
All right. Three.
Played this fucking game. a thousand times. I'm just bad at this. You have your finger over the button, right, Mike?
I actually have it over the victory button.
Oh, don't do that. Don't do that, Mike.
He's not going to get it. He's stalling. This is stalling.
I'm going to go with Streets of Rage.
Man, you are one
pathetic. I've heard the sound a million times.
Mike is
a million times, and I can't put it in the damn
game. All right. That's pretty bad.
I'm gonna get it wrong. I'm telling you, as soon as you said it, I'm like, oh, of course.
I need this.
You need this.
I'm not good with the sounds. Not good with the music.
Sonic the Hedgehog.
Woo!
Needed that one. Holy shit.
Fuck me. I knew it was Genesis.
Right,
I'm just not good at this, Mike. Fuck you. I do a lot of things well. This is not one of them. Fuck.
Keep telling yourself that.
Fuck.
Okay.
Right. We're going to get a call from Eric's wife. She's saying he is. He's very good.
He's very good at a lot of things.
I get first pick now, right? Because Eric got a last
I forget
time.
Who I went first. Now. You picked first last time?
I went first Eric last did. Time.
Okay,
yeah.
Go ahead.
I'll go one.
Two.
Three.
Three. Ready, Ryan?
All right, go ahead, Mike. The Simpsons Arcade.
Woo!
Oh, yeah.
Oh,
the biggest payoff is just hearing that.
Yeah. All right, Rory's vote. I'm going to go. Let's do one. Let's make it interesting.
Is this right?
Two for me.
It's 3-4, right?
It's 3-5.
Are you a 5?
Yeah.
All right. I'm getting there, man.
I got to get mine.
I can't win no matter what. I can only get the 4. I'm going to play spoiler.
You sweating over there, man?
Play spoiler. Am I?
You mad, bro?
Oh, yeah. I'm so fucking agitated right now. I'm so fucking. I'm going to explode.
All right. Ryan, you put your shit down.
Who's up first? Me.
Rory.
Me. Wom. Turn me back on, you dummy.
All right. You're on. Go.
Ready?
I'm ready. Well, that's Mega Man 2?
Man, you are one pathetic loser.
Well, that sucks.
Got it wrong.
Eric,
wow, you're up. I might get one out of sheer guesswork. Go ahead.
Ready? You're getting 2 here?
Yeah, sure, 2. Like it matters. You can play it again. It doesn't fucking matter. All right, well, I'll take an educated guess. And I'll go Mega Man 1.
Mm.
No, should have been 3.
Mm. You are one loser.
All right. Well.
He's just going to say Bubble Bobble. So let's just
Bubble Bobble.
A Link to the Past.
All right. All right, Mike. Socket.
Socket to me.
Mega Man 3.
Oh, man. Just one way or the other. God damn it.
It's a one-score game.
I had like a 50-50 shot.
Eric and I were the sacrificial lambs. Yeah. He's not going to pick 4-6.
Mm-mm.
That's not fair.
I might have went 4. I don't know.
We got 3 more.
What a shit show. Can it be over?
Oh, excuse me. No, we have 4 more.
Oh, 4 more.
Okay.
Terrific.
Next up.
All right. Eric has first. Who had first pick last time?
No idea.
It was Rory.
Whatever, just let me go. 1.
2.
3.
Ready.
Let him rip.
Aha! Now, if I get the number fucking wrong, I'm going to explode.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, now this is the problem, because it could be any of them.
Does the number matter? Well, it would,
of course
right?
It matters.
Yeah,
it would have of course to be it game. Matters. Fuck. I'm going to get it wrong. I have a fucking, like, it's actually a 50% chance, because I have it narrowed down between the two. Streets of Rage 3. Really? You gotta be kidding me. Fuck, I quit.
Oh.
I'm done.
I'm up.
I'm done. God damn it.
All right.
Fuck me,
well,
Ryan.
Well, no, I don't know, man. There's a lot of pressure on me right
Not
now.
Really, Ryan. You got a fucking one-to-one to get this
well,
right.
Well, it's 50-50.
If you can remember the one I said, because that was the fucking wrong one.
Sometimes you flip a coin and you lose.
You don't have to flip a coin. There's only one answer.
We're gonna see what happens. Go ahead,
Mike. Damn it. Second life. Oh, God.
Streets of Rage 2.
I quit, by the way. Fuck you, Ryan.
Man, that one fell into my lap.
Wow. Yeah, it sure did.
Like a stray cat.
You should play that game. That game's awesome.
Hate this game.
Yeah. Well, you
Can
know,
we never play
I could have said
again?
One.
I just want Eric to play this game.
I could have fucked up.
Let's keep going.
Yeah, let's. It's so much fun so far, Mike.
Final 3. All right. Ryan, you vote.
I'm going to go 1.
2.
Me and Rory are tied.
Whatever's left. I'll take whatever's left.
You're
and I'm not taking my headphones
Rory,
off.
No, you're going to take
Does
them off.
Does it fucking matter?
Ready? Go ahead. I don't know. Bubble Bobble.
Man. All right. Two times, Daddy O.
You are a pathetic loser.
Okay, you ready?
Okay. One more time, please. I do know this. God damn. Is it Popeye?
You are one pathetic.
Yeah, it is. Yeah. It's terrible.
I could sing you the fucking song.
That's good.
All right, I'm going to guess. I've heard it like seven times because I can hear it.
Well, you've already heard it?
In my fucking headphones, I can hear it. I'm cheating.
Well, why didn't you take your headphones off then?
Oh, because it doesn't matter.
Doesn't matter.
Because life is meaningless and I have nothing to live for.
He can't even win with Game Genie.
Is it Donkey Kong?
Well, look at that. Look at the big brain on bread.
The big brain on bread.
Wow.
Shit.
Yeah.
God.
Man, you get the whole celebration. That's
really
good.
Yeah, thank you. I needed that.
All right.
That was an ego booster.
Last two?
Last two.
I go first? Sure. 1 second.
2 seconds.
3 seconds.
Rory and I still tied? No, you went up one, didn't you?
No, I think we're tied.
You're tied. You're tied.
All right.
You said one?
One, yeah.
All right.
Mario 3.
You uh-oh. Are one. Right.
This comes
loser.
Down to this. Word.
God damn it.
Now, Ryan has the unfair advantage here because he acts. Well,
this
unfair,
is.
But Ryan will actually get first bid for the next round, too. So even if he fucks this up, he could still retie it.
Yeah.
Okay.
This is like mano a mano.
Yeah,
right?
Whatever.
This is like blood sport. This Van like, Damme Kumite right here.
You're like the big fat guy.
I'm like Tung Po.
Right in front of Van Damme, and then Van Damme has to avenge his death.
Here we go.
All right, I'm ready. Super Mario World.
Fucking one game off every time. God damn it.
Ryan is the vote here.
Here we go, last one.
You don't need 1 second, but you could seal it away with one if you get it.
Wait, what's the score? Are they tied?
Ryan's up by one.
It's
the last question.
You playing mind games with me, Rory?
I'm fucking playing mind games with you.
I'll go one.
Two. We gotta do two.
Right. You ready?
Alright, hang on.
You don't have to lower them.
Why not? Roy,
who fucking cares?
Oh, Roy, I Roy, need Roy, okay, it'll give more right. time.
Ugh.
All right. Time.
Okay, you ready?
Alright, do it now. I'm turning my volume way down. Go.
Okay.
Ooh, that sounds familiar.
Super C.
Man, you are one
no.
pathetic loser.
You can get it. Okay. Alright. So I can tie here if I get this twice.
I don't have a tiebreaker.
I'm on number four.
We'll flip a coin.
Oh, man. I can't
for the $50,000 prize.
You're going to get it
okay.
now.
Let's go. I'm going to go with the original Contra.
Mm-hmm.
Son of a Woo! Bitch.
I knew that so one.
We tied.
That was a tough one.
Well, it could have been either one.
Yeah.
Honestly, I wouldn't be surprised if they're actually the same sound effect.
With a slight
but they might even be the same sound effect. Why do you think they could be different?
Great, so we got a tie. And
right,
I have
so
no
tie.
Way to prepare, Mike.
I have no tie breaker.
Way to prepare.
All right, Roy, let's shake hands.
We have one that none of us got?
I don't remember. I mean, I can go and find a sound
Mike,
clip.
Why don't you just whistle something? We'll try to...
put me on the spot.
It doesn't matter. It's like soccer. We tie.
That's right.
Woody Woodpecker.
No, that was Super Mario Brothers.
It sounded a lot like Woody Woodpecker.
And Bugs Bunny Crazy Castle.
The real story is I'm a joke. That's what we got here.
The real winner is our audience.
That was funny as shit. You
everyone
ready?
But Eric.
All right, guys, let's get to the game review. Simpsons Arcade.
Great sound.
That's it's amazing.
The not the TV
it
show.
It is amazing.
The game.
Yeah, good sound.
For what, 1995?
Yeah.
Could be that old.
Maybe 96.
This was everywhere.
It was everywhere.
Everywhere. Pizza parlors, the Chuck E. Cheese style places.
Danny Elfman never sounded so good.
All right, guys. The initial release of
awkward.
The initial release to the Simpsons Arcade was 1991.
I'm sorry, what's that?
91.
Really?
Yeah, 1991.
In
March
America
4th.
Or Japan?
I don't know. Initial release date, March 4th, 1991.
Okay.
Yeah.
I believe, I'm not saying you're wrong.
I mean, well, Simpsons are old, man. So what do you,
I thought
86,
the show
87?
Debut, well, I mean, it was like a mutant form on the Tracy Ullman show.
Right,
I didn't have
right.
cable, so I never saw it.
Yeah. They're weird looking, too.
I mean, at this point.
87, I thought.
Yeah, so it was probably, you know, around for 4 or 5 years before the arcade came mm-hmm. out. It
wasn't called The Simpsons, either. On the Tracy Ullman show. I forget what it was called. I don't know.
The game is awesome.
Yeah.
The game is awesome. Holds up.
Still holds up.
Oh, yeah.
You know, the best thing about that game is that, like, even though most of the characters, I mean, there are some bosses that are from the show, yeah. well, the early show, obviously.
Mm-hmm.
But it's a licensed game that doesn't blow, even though it has lots of, you know, weird nameless people that just have hats or. Yeah. Brooms for some reason.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Like the nameless guy in a suit or the fat guy who's like the fire marshal for some reason.
Yeah, mm-hmm. The enemy choices are bizarre. Well, first of all, it's like an acid trip.
At that time,
it's crazy.
You never played anything that was as close to what you watched on TV as that.
It looked like it.
The execution. Yeah. It's not just a tie-in. Right. It's a very well-executed game
right.
that could have been a final fight game or any beat 'em up. It doesn't matter. It could have been dragons and knights
right.
or wizards.
Right.
It still would have been a solid
yes.
game.
Yes.
But the fact that it's The Simpsons and yeah. has the voice samples for most, mm-hmm. but not all. Like, did you ever play? Well, of course you have. Smithers isn't right. Mr. Burns isn't right. But right. the four characters, like Bart, Lisa, Homer,
yeah,
Mark,
yeah. voices
they're
are
perfect.
Yeah, you're fighting clowns, human-sized rabbits and shit.
Yeah.
Well, kids in suits? What the fuck? What the fuck is that? They're, like, way too big for them?
Right. Well, the rabbits are actually, Matt,
Bigfoot.
I think it's Graining,
I think so, yeah.
I don't know how you say it.
In any event.
He actually has a comic before The Simpsons called Life in Hell.
That's yeah. what I was thinking.
And I've never seen it ever. I don't know.
So that's what the show was called?
I thought that's what it was on Tracy Ullman. I thought, okay.
Do you guys remember Tracy Ullman at all? I don't remember anything about
that. No, that was
cable.
Before.
No.
Yeah. Cable.
It sounds like something from the 60s.
Mm-mm.
But my point is, like, that actually exists in The Simpsons universe. The Binky, the Rabbit, or mm-hmm. his name is, because he's from Life in Hell.
One of the cool things about the game, I thought it was neat how the background interacts with you. Whether
it's open doors,
whether it's hitting you or punching you or gorilla
yeah.
through the jail cell,
yeah.
Otto gives you a soda to throw.
Yeah,
it's really neat. Right. You don't see that in many beat-em-ups.
It's cool how the characters pop in and out.
Especially in early game, you know?
I think that's why I liked it so much, too, because when I was younger, I was such a huge Simpsons fan, and to be in that world was a lot of fun.
Mm-hmm.
It's funny that the game was never ported.
Yes.
Why? It had to be because of licensing issues. They just couldn't get their copyright dicks in order. They're fighting over pennies. Because
you could have put this game on a 16-bit console.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Think about
Turtles in Time, which is another copyrighted IP.
Which is better, I know. I'm crazy.
I mean, it's a great game on Super Nintendo. Turtles in Time is a great port. It's not just a good port.
Yes.
It's a great port.
Awesome.
And it's the same company, Konami. So you couldn't tell me that they couldn't take the engine and just swap them in with Simpsons sprites.
It's always fucking money.
It's absolutely, they're copyright people fighting over pennies.
Yep. Fucking lawyers. Pieces of shit.
And they could have made a two-player port. There is a two-player port of the arcade game where you can select your character as opposed to
Why was there a two-player and a four-player?
I think they just do that so you can switch what you want.
Oh, okay.
It might have been a cheaper game to build, too, because now you only need two sticks instead of four sticks.
All right, true.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Two coin trays instead of four.
Okay.
Because obviously if you put it in the Marsh slot, you're Marsh.
Right.
In the Homer slot, you're Homer.
They finally did release it on PS3 and 360, but that wasn't until like 2012.
I believe they took it away.
Who the fuck cares? Did they take it away?
I thought they took it away.
Cocksuckers.
I mean, I'm not on the PSN, so.
Either way, I'm.
Direct port.
That's not when you wanted to play it. I mean, you can get it on an emulator at that point, but you wanted to play it back in the day.
Yeah,
absolutely.
And you wanted it on your console and. Fucking lawyers.
And instead, we got stuck with like Virtual Bart.
Yeah,
dude, Virtual Bart.
Is that the one where you have to?
There's like a
what's the one where you have to paint everything purple?
That's Bart versus Space Mutants.
Yeah. I remember renting that.
That's terrible.
Virtual Bart is so bad.
It's such a bad game.
It's so bad.
Where do you guys remember playing this? Like arcade wise,
Chuck E. Cheese.
Really?
They had one at a Pizza Hut when I was a kid. Yeah, that's where I remember.
Bowling Alley had it. Okay. Everywhere I had.
I remember playing it. We used to go to like the swim. I'm going to say Somerton Springs. Like everyone knows what that is, but they used to have one there. Yeah.
There you go.
The gay nightclub. Yes.
That's right.
It's a great game. It still holds up. You know, what's funny also is that the characters, it's a very simple beat 'em up where you only have an attack and a jump.
Yeah.
And a jump attack.
Well, that's the thing. You wish it was more.
You can hit jump and attack like the Turtles ones and do a special. I don't believe it takes life, but it like, it does, like, it's a more powerful attack.
Right.
But you can actually do combos between the Simpson characters. So, like, Marge and Homer have a combination. or Lisa and Bart have a combination, or Lisa and Homer have a combination. Yeah. And there's like, right. I believe every one of them has a combination that you can do together that works pretty neat.
Oh.
So that's another layer of death to a beat 'em up.
Yeah.
The story, the premise is ridiculous.
Of course
it is. I mean, we're talking video game logic here, where the baby has the diamond in its mouth, so we might as well take the whole baby.
Might as well steal the baby.
We could literally be taking a diamond from a baby, like candy from a baby, but no, we'll just take the whole baby. Instead of just taking the diamond.
Why the fuck not?
Yes, because we need a video game, and we need a reason to go kill everything.
Why? Mr. Burns is also the richest man, like, not only in the city, but maybe possibly that whole universe.
He's so rich.
Need another diamond?
Yeah, he's so rich he got firemen to try to kill you so he could keep your baby.
He controls bears and wrestlers.
Yeah,
it's like
Bigfoot. Yeah.
That part where, is it where he's dreaming?
When he falls through the waterfall and gets a concussion.
Yeah.
We all do, because it could be a four-player game.
Right.
And you go to Dreamland and you're all fighting your nightmares, like saxophones or Bart the Devil.
That part's weird.
Yeah, that or is
the,
bizarre.
The boss is a giant bowling ball.
The bowling ball, which is so annoying.
It is.
It's tripped out. You know what else is funny in that game is that, like, you see characters at various points in the game. So, like, the bear you meet at the zoo, and he gets freed regardless. Doesn't matter what you do. He gets freed.
Right.
And then you fight him in the forest level at Mount Springfield.
Right.
And actually, they have
his new home.
Yeah, his new home. And they have a tie-in with that level where, like, remember the episode in, like, the second season where everybody thinks Homer is the missing link?
Yeah.
So they have, like, the eight Bigfoot Homers as, like, bad guys coming out of the caves. Like, it's ridiculous.
Oh,
like,
I didn't even get that reference. Oh, no.
Yeah. I mean, again, you have to think, like, at the most, they were on season three when that game came
out. Right.
And that's still when, like, Bart was the star. Now it's, like, Homer.
He was my favorite player.
But they did that to South Park, too, where Randy is now the star, Cartman,
not
or
the
even
kids.
Just all four of the kids.
Randy's
now Randall.
Randy Marsh. Right.
Randy is hilarious. Is
awesome.
Stan!
Just getting a little cancer, Sharon.
Grand Prix.
Oh, fucking A. I would like to have seen Sideshow Bob as an enemy. I guess maybe if you're saying it was only season three, maybe he wasn't even in the show.
He's not an enemy. He's like a guy like Sherry and Terry that gives you life.
Right.
Like Martin, it's out of character.
You know what? Because he wasn't an asshole.
He wasn't an asshole at the time. That's right.
Mm-hmm. It's out of character because we now know him to be like Kelsey Grammer, the asshole.
Right, yeah.
Just like in real life.
Just like in real life.
So, yeah, it's funny like that. You know what else is great is, like, again, they have the voice actors right for all the main characters, but, like, Smithers and Mr. Burns aren't right.
Yeah,
and
Hank Azaria
really weird.
Didn't do it. Hank Azaria didn't do it. I forget who else they said didn't do it.
It had to be, again, they wanted too much money.
Yeah, probably.
You know, rich people who have too much money saying.
Right. But at that point, they weren't making like $1 million an episode. Like, they probably are now. How fucking well off are they? Jesus Christ.
Oh, absolutely.
The people that do the voices for The Simpsons. How is that show still on? Does anybody watch it?
Because I
haven't watched it in 10 years.
I used to watch it all the time in college, and that was 10 years ago. So, yeah.
Wow.
It's tough to watch now.
Yeah, is it bad? I haven't watched it.
I mean, I don't set out, like, if it's on.
I've seen some episodes, recent ones. It's not awful.
And I'll turn it off.
It's the longest running show in history.
Other than a soap opera or something.
Wheel of Fortune or Jeopardy.
The non-news shows. Like, I think Meet the Press is technically the oldest.
Oh, that's true.
It's been around since the 50s.
Yeah.
But that's, I mean, that's
60
not
minutes or something.
It's not the same thing.
It's not a sitcom. It's the longest running sitcom. It's got to be. Ever.
I don't know. I guess it's like our taste change in comedy. Like, you know, South Park came along, it really set a different level of what a cartoon comedy
can be. South Park is still funny, though.
It is.
What is it, 20
seasons
now?
Yeah.
Holy shit.
It's over 20,
It's unbelievable. Like, I just watched
I don't know how they do it, man. Watched
the newest season, and it's still
tough.
I mean, they're so good with current events, because they don't make the show 6 months ahead of time.
No,
they make them like then.
That week.
Yeah, when news is out.
It's genius that they're able to make it that funny in a fucking week. They don't give a fuck.
I don't know.
What you gotta love it. That's why their show's awesome. We can't even make this entertaining.
Who the hell are we?
Right?
So who's your favorite character to play as?
Bart. Definitely Bart with the skateboard.
I like Bart too.
Yeah, I would go Bart. I was playing as Marge today.
I like Marge too.
Yeah.
I don't like the Marge thing.
You don't like the
it's
Marge?
Awkward. It's almost like Donatello or something.
She's got the long reach.
Yeah.
That's what
yeah.
I was Homer doesn't,
nah,
isn't
doesn't
really that great.
No.
How sexist is it that
she's got the vacuum?
Yeah.
It's pretty bad. You couldn't do that now.
It's pretty funny.
You absolutely could not do that now. Yeah.
But I always thought Lisa should have the saxophone as a weapon instead of
a jump rope.
Instead of a jump rope.
Yeah.
It's kind of stupid.
You know what's great?
Yeah.
Also, have you ever played four players? None of us have friends.
Arcade, yeah. Well, some of us
have friends. I have a lot of friends.
I got plenty of friends.
Raspberry Pi with you?
Shit.
Yeah, I don't think so. You don't have three controllers.
Damn.
Out of here. So,
you don't have three controllers.
Anyone doesn't have at least three controllers.
Fucking bitch. You know, nothing. I have played this game with four players.
Well, awesome. Bully for you.
Well, thank you.
Good for you.
I have played it. Not recently. back when I had friends.
Roy just goes door to door. Cool. For a few good men.
I'd love to hear about it.
It's an intense game. it's one of those things. This is not this game. Same company. X-Men. There is a six-player variant of X-Men. To play that game with six players at once is fucking awesome.
Yeah.
And then again, four players is obviously less than
six.
Holy
nerd boner.
It's a lot of fun.
four players is less than six. That's true.
It's two less, actually.
Right.
Yeah, I went to MIT.
Is that a gaggle?
Oh, but you don't know victory sounds. That's funny.
Yes, because that will get me so far in the world. I'm bad with sound. Yeah. I just can't lie.
You know, we tied.
I don't know why.
We tied. The guy that talks to squirrels.
I had one. The guy that watches squirrels eat chicken. Yeah.
The guy I just happened to see what was happening. I didn't watch
Dr. fucking Doolittle.
I just happened to be in the area.
So, anybody have anything else to say about it?
Not really.
No.
It's a really simple, awesome game.
It holds up.
30-minute romp game.
It's a blast to play. I mean, even like you said earlier. Yep.
I don't mind any level in it. I don't mind fighting any part of it. It is funny how, like, the zombies on the third level do the Thriller dance. If you don't fight them immediately, they actually go through the whole Thriller dance.
Yeah, there's a lot of detail in it. There's, you know, a lot of detail. Every time you play, you see something different. Yeah. So, good game. Mm-hmm. You guys ready to get the hell out of here?
Yeah, I need a cigarette.
I need a beer.
Let's bounce out of here.
I have no idea if that's the right button or not. Oh, good. Listen to that. Don't, oh God, you're so lucky. I got everything.
So I actually hit the button.
You can find us on Facebook, Emulate This, on Twitter, at Emulate This, and email us at emulatethis@outlook.com. Go Eagles.
Go Birds.
Wait, actually, Eagles are on a bye week this week. This show's going to come out on the bye week.
You can still cheer them on.
But I'm still going to cheer the Eagles on. Go Eagles. Go Wentz. Eric's got the Wentz shirt on. Beautiful.
Yeah.
That's right. Double fucking rainbow. This show's coming out when the Eagles play the Cowboys.
Yeah.
So kick the Cowboys' ass.
Right.
Let's get it done.
It's 50-50.
If you can remember the one I said, because that was the fucking wrong one.
Sometimes you flip a coin and you lose.
You don't have to flip a coin. There's only one answer.
We're going to see what happens.